with us. Mike's a well-known environmentalist and also is involved with the Iwi Leaders Group looking at climate issues. The Court of Appeal has thrown out an attempt to force seven large polluting companies to cut greenhouse gas emissions, saying climate change is a matter for national regulations and international coordination. However, Mike, who hails from Ngāti Kahu and from Ngāpui, says that he will appeal. Thanks for joining us, Mike. A warm welcome once again. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Disappointing here, but perhaps no real surprises. It's tough to take on big business and big emitters as well. Give us your overview of the Court of Appeal's decision, please, Mike.
Yeah, so as you say, it was anticipated that the lower courts would find against this particular set of proceedings, and our objective was to get it up into the Supreme Court. So that's now been accepted. We don't have an automatic right to go to the Supreme Court. You've got to be granted leave by the court, and so that has now been granted. So that's good. So we're pleased about that. In terms of the judgment saying that it's up to the government to regulate our carbon emissions and also the international frameworks and obligations under instruments like the Paris Agreement are the regulations that regulate our national effort. That's true. Our problem is that that's not happening. That's not happening in a way that's going to prevent runaway climate change. And the country's efforts have been monitored by groups like the Climate Tracking Group. And the government themselves have admitted that the country cannot reduce emissions without business doing their part and without all of us doing their part. So we've really got to, and that includes the courts, you know. So it's a huge challenge in front of us. We're failing in it, and failure is not an option really, Dale, because failure means that we're consigning generations to come to live in a very, very stressed out world, and which will cost probably more lives than COVID.
We're looking through the Westminster justice system, which is the one that we've adopted here, the Court of Appeal likewise. Have you been tempted to, or do you think you've already utilised or eclipsed the use of treaty arguments here? Because these large companies that are blatantly throwing gunk up into our atmosphere and polluting our country, are there some treaty angles here that we haven't utilised, or have we exhausted all of those arguments as well, to be just solely reliant on the Court of Appeal rather than maybe the Waitangi Tribunal? Mike, any whakaaro there this year?
Well, yeah, the problem with the Waitangi Tribunal, Dale, is that it has no power of enforcement. You know, you can get a decision from them and they'll write a nice report. And they've written some really brilliant reports, but then the government's not compelled to do anything about them. And so I've got two... I've got two legal proceedings currently before the courts. One of them is, against the top polluting companies themselves, and that's going right to the source of the problem. And the other one is, with the Attorney General saying that the government's not doing enough to compel those that are creating the emissions in the first place to immediately start a rapid process of reduction. And so I think both of those legal strategies are currently in train. But it's not just enough to rely upon the courts, as you say. I think that it's going to come down to what we do as civil society. And we've got to send... The problem is, I think, that the government is constrained by two factors. It's constrained by the power and the pressure that these big polluting companies can put on politicians. That's number one. The second thing is the government is constrained by public opinion. Therefore, they'll be polling and they're saying, well, how much is the New Zealand public going to put up with before they start, pushing back? And we're seeing that over COVID, for example. The New Zealand public has put up with quite a bit, but now they're getting frustrated and they're starting to push back. So the government's, and that's having an impact on how decisions are made. So we've just got to make sure that the New Zealand public understands what is required in terms of COVID. In terms of climate mitigation, and that we say to, we give a message to the politicians, we will reward you if you do the right thing, but if you don't do the right thing and you let this languish and if you kick the can down the road to the point where it's no longer feasible to do anything because it's too late, well then you will be severely punished in the polls.
Must be costing a lot of money to take these matters to court, the Court of Appeal and the like. How are you funding your legal representation, Mike?
Yeah, so I've got a pretty good team of lawyers, some of the best environmental lawyers in the country that have agreed to take the case pro bono. I guess where the financial risk is in costs, should we lose every step of the legal proceedings, I could possibly be up for, significant costs. For that, but that pales into significance against what the costs are not doing anything, Dale. It's not a gamble. We're trying to make an investment in the future of our kids.
And fair enough too. Just across to COP26, is it a cop out, or do you think that they're making some meaningful headway?
Well, no. No, they're not. From all the reports we've got, we're receiving from our people that are over there, we've got a couple of representatives from the National Iwi Chairs attending COP this year, and the messages that we're getting is that the multilateral process, which is all the governments working together to find a solution, continues to fail. And that's because, some of the major polluters like Russia and China aren't even there. And so if they're not there and part of the discussions, how's it going to work? And so so once again, I think it's going to come back to civil society. It's going to come back to the creation of a global climate movement, that puts pressure on politicians to take the right steps. And we've seen how this has happened in the past. Like the often-quoted nuclear-free New Zealand campaign, which wasn't led by politicians, it was led by the public. And same with the oil, the oil issue. See, the government, fossil fuels is one of the major causes of the problem, and the government wasn't going to stop the our Takutai Moana being tendered out to overseas oil companies. We stopped that, and we spent 10 years along with other lots of communities in Māori Iwi from around the country, and we campaigned hard, and in the end, the Prime Minister banned any new fossil fuel exploration in our waters. That was done with people power. And so it can be extremely successful, and where sometimes politics and big business are deaf to the reality that's before us, it's up to us to step up and to take the responsibility to make the changes required now.
As always, a pleasure. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for sharing some cordial with us about that, and all the best. I know you'll be following that Court of Appeal decision and taking it forward. We'll stay in touch.
Come on. Thanks, Dale. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Mike Smith, a little respectful.